The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Casting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello, good morning. Yes, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyle's for... one morning only. Technically, I'm on holiday.
Yeah, it's nice to come in. Morning, Tobes.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, I got a frantic call from my boss last week. He's like, you know, you're on a holiday yet next week? And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you around? What are you doing? I was like, I'm around-ish. Could you maybe, perchance, perhaps... cover Chris Moyle's on the Friday? I said, yeah, fine. When the bat signal goes out,
yeah,
you know, when the radio station is in trouble.
That's right, exactly.
I can't reject
the
call.
On.
I do.
Get in your Batmobile.
Yeah. You can't see right now because I'm above the desk, but yeah. I'm wearing my pants over my jeans, yeah, like Superman.
It actually looks really good.
It
does look good, Toby. Yeah.
You fit in Leicester Square.
Yeah, I do. By the way, thank you to Sophie Svensson. Thank you, Sophie. Have a lovely weekend. But yes, Sophie did her job. She did an immaculate job back timing.
Yeah, she did.
And then I forgot and just pressed the button too early.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm on holiday.
That's it.
Yeah.
This show doesn't even count. I'll be invoicing, but it doesn't really count.
If anything goes wrong today, there's no reason why it should go, because it never goes wrong when you're on. But if anything were to go wrong, you're on holiday.
I'm on holiday.
Doesn't matter.
We should have one of those signs like, day since last accident for you.
Yeah.
There's a bit in Futurama. Have you ever seen that? Where... he goes to change the sign from days since last accident and accidentally hammers the number into his thumb. So then he has to change it, but he can't reach the zero. That's essentially what every day at Radio X for me is like. Yeah, but like I say, even if after the show tonight I get a call from my boss going, Toby, what's happened? I've just come into work. The radio station's off air. There's a fire. And look. I'm on holiday.
Have you had a nice holiday up until today?
I have.
Good.
I have. I had I had a week to take off before July anyway.
Because
That's when my next batch of holiday kicks in. And I was like, I'm not leaving a week in the bank.
Yeah.
And Pippa? Never heard of her. Who?
Exactly. Yeah. It was.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That show business.
That show business. I literally thought somebody at the door there. It's still early, isn't it?
It's a little, I'm on holiday. So I originally booked it off for next week.
Right.
I was going to go up to Anfield and see Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
Ah, yes.
On the Wednesday night. But then when Liverpool won the league and I found out about the parade, I was like, I've got to do that.
Of course.
And so I took this week off instead. So I went up to Liverpool and basically got hammered drunk for 3 days. It's not big and it's not clever, but I'm on holiday.
Exactly.
And
on holiday.
So did that, came back, recovered for a day.
Mm.
Then went to see Francis Rossi of Status Quo on Wednesday night.
What was
he
doing? Wait, just in the pub?
So Dad's been mates with the Quo lads.
Yeah.
Poor Rick's no longer with us.
No, that's
but
right.
Since the 70s.
Mm.
And Dad basically always goes to see them.
Right.
And he was doing a sort of in conversation with, but he brought his guitar and did a load of songs as well.
Oh, great.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. So that was Wednesday night. Now there's a couple of things I need to talk about. Now, I'm going to, for those missing, former executive producer of the Chris Moyle Show, Pippa, She's been in top Pippa form the last week.
Oh, no. What's that? I mean, oh, good. What's happened?
I've got a couple of stories I'll tell you before, okay. Before 7 o'clock. And then played golf yesterday, and now I'm here.
How'd you get on?
What is golf? I went around in 84 last week.
Yeah, you did. Very good.
And then I went around in like 97.
Oh, really? That's golf for you.
Just basically kept hitting my drive out of bounds like I always did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Left to right. Morning, golf fans.
Anyway, so I'm on holiday and I've, you know, nobly drugged myself.
I've nobly drugged myself and I'm on holiday.
Sorry. I've nobly dragged myself out of bed is the sentence. Since I was going,
that's better. Is the first one seems like a problem for later.
Does somebody ever transcribe the words that are said on the radio? Does that exist somewhere?
It does.
So it's, if you go back to 6:35, Toby drugged himself.
So I've been on holiday and I nobly drugged myself.
Well done.
And I've been off my mind ever since.
Let me sip.
I've nobly dragged myself out of bed to come and rescue a radio station in trouble this morning. And I get off the tube at Leicester Square and I start walking along. Yeah. I'm a bit tired because I've had a bit of a big week. And this bloke comes up to me and he goes, "One for the road, mate." And I went, "What?" And he goes, "Do you want another drink for the road, mate? Do you want to come into this strip club?"
Mm.
And I said, "What road?" I said, I'm not on the lash. This is me going to work.
Yeah.
What a way to give yourself a complex. Mm. He looked at me like I've been out all night. Mm. Bear in mind, it's 6 a.m.
Was this just outside the casino?
It was, yes.
Right. So you went in.
Yes, you went in. Long story short, I've got to play a song, so I'm gonna go to the strip club.
Yeah. I had a guy who every morning this happens. It's ridiculous. It's the same guy as well. So he just clapped his hand and went, "Morning player." I was like, "Hello." He goes, "You coming in?" And the kid says, "No, I'm on my way to work." "Oh, you're going to work?" It's like, yes. People weren't. I'm just bowling around Leicester Square looking for a casino. Morning player.
Oh, that's how I'm going to greet you from now on. Morning player.
Yeah. See you in 5 hours.
See you in 5 hours.
Yeah, anyway, long story short, you know that I'm going to work. I'll be out in 10.
Yeah.
Right, so. I need to give you an update on former executive producer Pippa of the Chris Moyle Show. We've got a busy, busy show. I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock, which I'm very excited about because normally I try and come up with a bit of a theme for an hour of music.
Yeah.
It was only on Wednesday I messaged James going, "Oh yeah, it's Friday. Can I pick an hour of tunes?" So the theme this Friday is songs I like.
Excellent.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good theme.
Thank you.
Toby's theme.
We're going to be rummaging around in Dom's sack.
That's it.
Which I'm excited about.
Yep.
Couple of news stories I've spotted, including one that James sent me. Did you just search that word on Google News?
Yeah. Guess what word it is? Don't say it out loud now. No, you're probably right.
Is it rude?
Yeah.
James is filth.
He is filth,
no,
isn't he?
Not your level, but...
Like... No. You are way worse. James is the only one who's got Danny from Babe Station's number in his phone.
Only for your reasons.
No, that's, I haven't got a number, James.
Production reasons.
Right.
Is your phone background still Anthea Turner blowing out your birthday candles?
Yeah.
Does
Chelsea mind that?
Yeah.
No, she loves it.
She loves it.
It's too soppy to have Chelsea as my background.
Yeah, imagine that.
Well, Pippa has... me and her on our wedding day as her phone background.
That's nice.
And I've got Keith Richards.
Right.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So got that. We got a game of Sticky Twisty to look forward to.
Oh, are we playing that? Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to play that a bit later on.
Yeah.
Producer John Shaw has prepared a game of that for us.
Nice.
All that, and I haven't even got a copy of the Daily Star yet. So imagine how good this show's going to be when we get one of them. Yeah, producer John Shaw, if you're listening in the other studio, can you get me the Daily Star, please? Otherwise, well, we might as well go to the strip club.
Yeah.
I'm on holiday.
No, you're not now.
6:39. Oh, there's John with the Daily Star. Sam Fender, Saturday, on Radio X.
Overtired, overworked, underpaid, under pressure. Always tying up loose ends. The unchained melody, out of tune remedy for the weekend, to cure the weekday blues. Raise my heart rate, inflate my pupils, give me something just to smoothen off the edge. Call me dumb, call
is Radio X.
Toby Tarrant.
Has learned to fly on Radio X. Has intern Louis been referenced on air yet?
Not specifically,
no.
But he is, I think, one of the tallest people I've ever met in real life. Even taller than you, Tobes.
I go away for 1 week,
yeah,
and you replace me with a guy who's taller than me.
He is 6'6". Yeah.
What are you?
6'5".
Oh.
And
tiny.
Do you know what? It's doing my head in this. I remember a point where I was the tallest person in this building.
Yeah.
It was between me and Feakston.
I know.
Right?
And
now we've got this new, what's his job? The big, big important man.
Simon.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 6'7".
Yes.
CEO, is that what he is?
Yes.
See? Big, important guy.
Yes.
And he's taller than me.
Dan Walker.
Now, I've got an inch on Dan Walker.
Well,
it's the only reason Pip is still with me.
So you got an inch on Dan.
Dan,
yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
A
yeah. Yeah.
Louis has an inch on you. Sadly, Toby.
We got to
and our CEO, no wonder he's the boss. He's got loads of inches on me.
Exactly.
Anyway.
He's got a foot on James.
Hasn't he?
Yes. He probably has.
Yes, he does.
Probably has.
Yeah.
He could pick you up and carry you around like girls do with chihuahuas in a handbag.
That's it.
Yes, sir. That's how I get around the building.
Lovely, that.
Hi, Simon. Hi, James.
He's out of a little bag.
He seems game for a laugh on you, CEO. Can we please get him to carry you around in a little bag?
That's too far.
But yeah, I go away for 1 week.
Mm.
I come back. There's a new intern who's taller than me. Yeah. How has that happened?
I know.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He has to duck when he walks through the door. I mean, you know.
And I've told you this before, but the worst thing is, so he's 6'6".
Yes.
Because I'm 6'5".
Mm.
And if you're 6'6", you are scientifically considered a giant.
Really?
So I'm as much of a giant as James, technically. Right. Yeah, we're just both not giants.
We're basically the same, aren't
so
we?
So the intern went that extra inch that I always wanted to go. When I got to about 6'4", I was like, if I keep going here, I could be a giant. Gutted.
Louis waving that in your face.
Yeah.
Well, so to speak.
Come on.
Hey, we're on holiday.
You're on holiday.
No, we're not. You were.
You're not anymore.
Toby, you just gave me a heart attack. My alarm went off and the radio came on. I'm 2 weeks into my new job. I heard your dulcet tones, then a song playing, and I thought I'd overslept until gone 10 a.m. I nearly pooed myself, says Dawn in West Sussex.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you for sharing.
Glad you didn't.
What a catch.
I'm in for just one day. Like my boss called me desperately.
Mm.
This radio station really fall apart at the seams if I wasn't here.
That's right.
I often think that.
Yeah, do you?
I will often say it during contract negotiation times, and then they say, yeah, no, we don't think that.
And I go, did you say it in that way where you nearly started laughing as you were saying, even then?
The thing is, right, sat there with my agent, the thing is, right, this radio station would fall apart at the seams if I wasn't here. Yeah, no, we don't agree, and here's our offer. Fair enough, I'll sign. Now, John's texts in saying, I have got my home-cured streaky bacon frying in a pan as my phone background. Just thought you'd like to know.
Oh, lovely. Home-cured. Wow.
So, because I was discussing the fact that, so, Jay, what's your phone background, Dom?
Do you know what?
Can you show it?
I can show it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask me why.
The two stars.
Strategically placed clock.
But it's a pair of donkey ears sticking out of a big wall.
You just show it. It's gone off. Show us that again.
Oh, sorry.
You've got an ass as your background.
Yeah, essentially.
Of course you have.
This was when we were in Yorkshire. Me and Lucy were in Settle in Yorkshire. And I thought, that's funny. And I put that. And then I put a picture of the kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably more appropriate. So my three children.
Yeah.
And then about 2 months ago, it's just diverted back to the donkey. I can't get the donkey off my phone. If I had a pound.
Well, James is his Anthea Turner blowing out his birthday cake candles.
Yeah, that's lovely, James, isn't it?
Nice picture.
Yeah. And and then Pippa, my wife's photo is us on our wedding day.
Mm.
And mine's Keith Richards, but I've got the amazing Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5. Best phone I've ever had in my life. Samsung, if you're listening.
You're rocking the Android.
Just want to mention that.
Yeah.
Keith Richards on the outside,
mm-hmm.
but because it folds open, you get to have a second bigger photo.
Right.
Probably where I should put Pippa.
Like a locket when you open it.
Yeah, but I've got Ben Stokes.
Oh, brilliant.
scoring that 158 at Headingley.
That's a nice picture,
It's a great photo of Ben, isn't it?
Isn't
he looks
it?
Lovely.
He looks excellent.
He looks lovely.
Well done, Ben.
Anyway, I keep meaning to tell these two Pippa stories. I'll do it in a sec. Florence and the Machine, you've got the love on Radio X. Happy Friday.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. And things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh, when friends are gone, I know my savior.
Sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
It's right before my eyes and I can take it if it's what I want to do.
Cinema Club, What You Know on Radio X, Friday morning, nearly 7 o'clock. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles for just one day. I don't know how we got here. We're talking about phone backgrounds. James's is Anthea Turner blowing out his candles.
It's a lovely picture, actually.
Thank you.
Dominic's is an ass.
Yes. It's a donkey on the other side of a wall. Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
And mine is Keith Richards on the front when you open it up, because I've got the brilliant Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5, best phone I've ever had. Morning, Samsung. When I open up, Ben Stokes scoring his runs at Headingley. Whereas my wife Pippa has a photo of us on our wedding day.
Yeah, it does speak volumes, doesn't it, Tobes?
Well, Veal makes a good point here. He goes, I fully support the Ben Stokes phone background at Headingley. That is a moment that will never happen again, but you can get married several times.
Good point, Veal.
Very good point, actually.
Very good point.
Do you know what? That's how I'll justify it to Pippa.
Yeah, she'll love that.
There'll be other wedding days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Come on. Live a little.
Yeah.
Scott says, thanks, Toes. My girlfriend just checked to see if I have her as my phone screensaver and was upset to find it's actually Deep Space Nine. I said, that's just the screensaver, though. So she unlocked it, and my background was the USS Enterprise. Now, this is genius, this. My phone background is a football pitch. I then split my apps into groups and make them into different formations.
Oh, brilliant.
That's the best. That's genius.
That's a great idea.
I'm doing that. I mean, it's tragic. It's so tragic, but it's a sort of tragedy that I live for that.
I'm going 4-4-2 today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great idea.
I'm playing YouTube and Twitter up front. Good players.
Radio X.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
X. It was just another day. A familiar drive. Through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
This summer, get sun lounger flopping without all that website hopping with EasyJet Holidays. Package holidays start from £299 per person, and if you find the same holiday cheaper elsewhere, we'll beat the price. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights. Limited availability. See price guarantee online. At protected. T's and C's apply.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Radio X. News update, next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's Friday morning, just after 7 o'clock. Toby Tarrant's here, in for Chris Moyles, just for this morning. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the man accused of driving a car that hit Liverpool fans at Monday's trophy parade will appear in court later. Paul Doyle is charged with offences including GBH and dangerous driving. Our reporter Chris Chambers has more on this.
Legal proceedings are now active, so we can say he's 53. We can say he's from Berghill Road in West Derby and that he's been remanded in custody to appear before Liverpool Magistrates Court this morning. We also had it confirmed by police yesterday that 79 people suffered injuries. 50 of those went to hospital.
In other news this morning, Radio X has been told children as young as 14 look to have been selling knives to other young people on apps like Snapchat. The Met Police are working to clamp down on it and carrying out early morning raids. We've asked Snapchat for a response, haven't had a reply yet. Donald Trump will be able to continue with his trade tariffs for now. A trade court had tried to block lots of them earlier this week, but an appeals court says they can continue. There'll be another hearing over it next week. And Ricky Gervais will be honoured with his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame tonight. He's getting it for his work in TV, including The Office and Afterlife.
I've never been to Hollywood and seen the, like, wall, what's it called, the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
I swear pretty much everyone's on there now. I mean, I think probably you and I are on there, I'd imagine.
We're on there somewhere, yeah. But you're on holiday, so they haven't done you.
No, they haven't done me yet. Yeah. How have you been?
Yes, long time ago.
How, because I feel like there's so many names now. Surely after a while, like, you get a some people get a rubbish street. Do you know what I mean?
Literally just tucked around the corner.
Yeah, just by the bins.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never been, genuinely. Is it like, is it all through the middle or are they just got it all over the place?
It's basically like on a pavement, basically. There's just wall-to-wall famous names.
Do they, after a while, like, go, no one remembers you, mate. Let's get rid of your star. Gervais, you can have this slot.
They just paint over him.
Is that what happens?
I think that's
a sad day,
that's
isn't
terrible.
It?
Sport.
Luke Humphreys has won the Premier League darts title for the first time. He beat world champion Luke Littler in the final. The world number one won 11-8 at the O2 in London last night. He takes home the top prize of £275,000. It was a mixed day for the Brits at the French Open tennis. Jack Draper came through a four-set thriller to reach the third round. He's joined by Cam Norrie, but Katie Bolter was knocked out by the American seventh seed Madison Keys. Iga Swiatek and Carlos Alcaraz are amongst... Alcaraz? I said it properly. They're amongst the big names in action today.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
When most newsreaders say it correctly, they don't then say, oh, I've said it correctly. I'm aware of that, sorry. It's going to be cloudy today, a bit of rain for the north and the east. Brighter sunshine elsewhere, a few showers possible later. Warm in the southeast. Temperatures up to 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I just think it's very impressive how seamlessly you can drift in and out of English, Spanish.
Exactly. It's good, isn't it? Carlos Alcaraz.
You're such a polyglot.
I really am. Well, yeah. Is that good?
I think so.
Oh, good.
I think the word is polyglot.
Yes, I am a polyglot.
It's either that or that's a Pokemon. I can't remember.
Ah, okay. I'll take B.
They used to be a kid at my school. Oh.
You've told me, I know what you're going to say. You've told me about him before.
It used to drive me and my mate Tom insane. In Spanish.
Yeah.
He would, they'd go around the class. And obviously you're like 14 years old. Mm. And they'd go around the class. Okay, Toby, can you do it? And I go, yeah. Queso, por favor. Okay. And then my mate Tom would be next to me. Yeah. Adios, señorita. Mm. And then it would go to this kid, Ollie. Señor. I was like, this feels racist, if anything. It was the most over-the-top Spanish. I couldn't do it. I was like, miss, come on. She was like, miss, come on. She's going, no, it's really good. I was like, it's not good. It's annoying. But also, you know, like whenever you go abroad, because I do try, I always say this, right?
Mm.
Just learn hello, thank you,
yeah,
please,
yeah,
and sorry.
Learn something. Yeah.
And like, especially when you got, like, Pips and I are in South Korea.
Mm.
If you walk into a restaurant and say Annyeong Haseyo, they lose their mind.
Right, okay.
So that I agree with.
Yeah.
But you know when people say, oh, they really appreciate when you try the language. Mm. there's times where I've been in France because I do like a little bit of un peu.
Yeah.
Oh. I do un peu français.
Un peu, oui.
And I'm talking it and I'm looking at them looking at me thinking, are you sure they appreciate me trying?
They know what's going on. You know what's going on.
All I'm doing at the minute is butchering their language. And the guy's looking at me, and I know he speaks English better than my French.
He'll reply to you in English as well. Yeah. It's so disheartening.
He'll just go, yeah, that's fine, mate. Yeah, I'll bring over two beers, yes.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
So, I am covering Chris Moyles for one day today. I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock. We're going to play a game of Sticky Twisty later, which I'm excited about.
I love
well.
That game.
It's great fun.
It's a good game. We should market that one.
We should.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, Channel 5 will.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to be rummaging around in Dom's sack and see what we find as well. And as I'm covering Chris for one day, I'd imagine, producer James, you've pulled out all the stops. So come on, lay it on me. Who's the guest? Is it... Who is it? We're looking at Samuel L. Jackson, Barack.
The guest is already here.
The guest is already here.
It's Dom.
And hello. Sorry for the disappointment.
I didn't. Sorry, I would have been more interviewer-like had I known.
Yeah.
Only the best.
I would have been a bit.
You missed Jackie Chan this week. Tim Key came in. He was brilliant.
Tim Key was yesterday.
Yeah.
He was. You went on holiday.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was on holiday.
Yeah.
Good. So you're my guest, are you, Dom?
Sorry, mate.
What are you releasing? Are you releasing another fitness DVD?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I look forward to
it's called Look at My Legs.
Well, I'll be talking to Dominic Byrne all about his fitness regime. But first, Fall Out Boy on Radio X.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm 2 quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm 2 quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark? You've been saving for his bad rest.
You got a reaction, did it?
Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles, joined by producer James, newsreader Dominic Byrne, and Captain Crapbeard.
Hello, Toby.
Hi, guys. It's very lovely to have you here, because before you turned up at 7 o'clock, there was no audio being produced at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was a dearth.
Oh.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Captain, basically, I've decided the captain's got the easiest job in the world.
Right.
And it's just copy and paste.
Right. Okay.
That's all he does is copy and paste.
Oh, Toby, if we ever record anything, like little promos you have to play in the later in the day, Toby does a hideous job at voicing them, and he goes, you'll fix that in post.
Fix it in post.
And he has latched onto that phrase. I've worked here for nearly 3 years, and the amount of times she said, you'll pick the bones out of that, won't you?
Literally, give him
the worst audio ever, and I go, you can pick the bones out of that, can you?
You got an easy job anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Just copy.
I'll give you something to do.
You just control V or something. I don't know. Anyway, lovely to see you, mate.
It's nice to be respected, isn't it?
Are you enjoying your holiday?
I am. Yeah, I've been dragged out of bed on my holiday. Somebody texts in saying, morning, Toby, great show. Your employer may be in breach of the Working Time Regulations Act.
Oh.
Because this is technically me on holiday. So, could I sue Devo?
Yeah, possibly. Give it a go.
He's on holiday as well.
Is he?
Yeah.
Two blokes in the courtroom suing each other, both in Hawaiian shirts.
I'm still on holiday, so
yeah. Just whilst the judge is reading out the verdict, you can just hear slurping, and I've just got a pina colada. Sorry, crack on, mate. Don't let me keep you. Executive producer Pippa, former executive producer Pippa of the Chris Moyle Show, has started her new job at Heart this week, and I'm starting to worry that this radio station was the only thing stopping her completely losing the plot.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, a couple of things have gone on. So, we had my sister's wedding on Friday, which
was
brilliant. We had such a great day.
Yeah.
Pippa's got this, like, recurring issue with her Achilles tendon. Has she told you about this?
No. I don't think so.
Every now and then, it gets quite stiff and sore.
Right.
And she's decided that when it kicks in, she shuffles. She goes, the only way I can describe it is if you've seen Elton John in the last 10 years.
Oh, no, she has told me that because then she did her Elton John impression. And that's why, yes.
If you go and see Elton.
Yes.
He doesn't get up from the piano much.
Yeah.
But at the start, you do have to watch him walk to the piano.
That's right.
And it's this shuffle where he's leant slightly forwards, right? And that's how she walks. So whenever she starts walking like that, right. laugh and start singing Rocket Man.
That's good. You're not a trained doctor, are you? Yeah.
So every now and then she'll message me going, I'm walking like Elton today. And then she'll come into the front room and I'll go, morning, Reginald, stuff like that. Just, it's, you know, it's good. Banter. Yeah, banter. Anyway, it's usually if she's walked loads in like uncomfortable shoes or something.
Right.
But at my sister's wedding, she's worked out it's because she was, you know, teaching the dance floor a lesson.
Oh, right, okay.
In inappropriate footwear.
Going in.
And she's in full Elton John mode at the minute.
Is she? So people at heart think this is just this how is,
Jamie Feekson must think that she just walks like Elton John all the time. So she's been shuffling around the last week. And then last night, I've got this, like, ice pack thingy that I use for my dodgy back sometimes.
Mm, yeah.
And she's, like, calling out from the other room, can I use your ice thingy on my foot?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, of course, yeah. And she's making a... bear in mind, I'm normally the one, you know, making a fuss.
Mm.
She's howling in the other room. And I'm like, what is going on? Anyway, I carry on. I'll go check on her in a sec.
Yeah.
Not scream.
When I come in, she's... you're meant to put it... Because it's freezing cold.
Yes.
You're meant to put it in this little mesh bag.
Otherwise, so you don't get frostbite, essentially. Yeah.
Put it on directly.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And, like, somehow withstood the pain. Anyway, she's basically given herself frostbite.
Oh, no.
So she's
black.
It's gone, like... It's gone all red.
Oh, no.
I said, well, she may have to lose the foot. But she'll be walking better than she is at the minute.
Absolutely.
I know.
Really bad.
So then she was Googling it.
Yeah.
She started freaking out.
Yeah.
She's like, apparently it freezes the water particles on your skin or something.
Yeah.
So then she was dabbing it with a warm flannel, which was what ChatGPT told her to do. And I just at this point just burst out laughing. I'm just watching this woman who's walking like Elton John, dabbing her frostbite with a warm towel. Anyway, so that's one palaver.
Yeah.
Also, Wednesday night, went to go see Francis Rossi with my dad.
Yeah.
Me, Pips and Dad went to the pub first in London and then we jumped off and went down to Guildford to go and see Francis Rossi live. Brilliant night. Me and Dad went for a meal beforehand, so I haven't checked my phone in an hour and a half.
Right.
When we finished, I checked my phone, loads of missed calls from Pippa.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh no, what's going on? I've called her. I did feel bad. She's in a right tiz.
Mm.
She's locked herself out.
Ah.
She hasn't brought her keys with her. I've got the other set. The other person we give our spare keys to, not round either. She's been calling me frantically because she can't get in. She calls me. She's got a locksmith round.
Right.
Oh, no.
He's had to do that. She's tried it with the old... They've got a little device that's meant to try and get through the door.
Yeah.
No luck. They've had to basically smash in the lock and put a new one in.
Because they're cheap, aren't they, those guys?
Do you know what they charged...
Well, I know they're expensive. No. I dread to think how much it is.
Thing is, she was so upset about it, I couldn't say... Did you not ask how much it was going to cost before they did it? Because I didn't have the heart to... I still haven't said that to her now.
No.
Terrified.
Just on national radio.
But she was really upset.
Yeah.
Do anyone want to guess a number?
£120.
I'd say about 150 quid.
Yeah, I was going to say 130.
They charged Pippa. It's
horrendous.
No, it's more.
It's so much more.
Really?
She called me up basically a bit teary and said we could have had a holiday for this. I think they've just taken the mick.
£250.
£700.
No way. I don't know what. Oh, no.
And I wasn't there. And I was like, okay.
What?
I was like, if you paid it, she's like, basically, I shouted at the man and pretty much cried and he put it down to like 600 and something.
No, that's obscene.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So he's just basically taking the mick. He's turned up, seen a lady by herself.
That's terrible.
She goes, she's walking like Elton John.
Yeah.
She's not going to run away from me. She's got frostbite.
She's got frostbite. No, that's obscene amount of money.
That is bad though, isn't it?
Yes.
Gut, she's devastated.
150 quid is expensive to get into your own
flat. It was insane. I couldn't be like, it already happened, and I couldn't be like, did you not want to check before?
But then what does she do? She's got to get in.
I know, but surely if you
checked into a 5-star hotel for the night.
Yeah,
true.
That's loads of options, James.
Yeah.
None of which Elton decided were appropriate.
Oh, no.
So I just had to really be really sympathetic. Oh, I'm really sorry that's happened. It's all right. You know, it's only money. I'm thinking it's not only money. It's 700 quid. Absolute madness.
That is incredible.
Oh, my God. I know. Unbelievable. Anyway, she's been gone a week, and she's 700 quid in the red, and she's walking around like Rocket Man.
The Chris Miles Show
with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
With Škoda, it's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Last month, NutriCycle customers bought 18 grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each. But you missed out. Grab this month's deals at NutriCycle.co.uk.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Very. Let's make it sparkle.
Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Toby. In for Moilsy. Just for today. Well, not just for today, because you'll probably be in for him in future. But just for today, this week.
The 4 till 7 thing starts at 4 till 7. Thanks.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak. Now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Deli. Was £24.50 per kilo. Ends 5th of June.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
You're listening to The Chris Miles Show with Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
Radio X.
Cause I don't feel
finally given you the slip. Oh, I'll be doing fine, but to you shine. Gaslight always on my mind, but to you shine. Gaslight on and on and on and on and on and on. I'm losing sleep now.
Is Radio X.
Hear that, princess, let down your hair. Top of the tower, way up there. Got your rings and your bangles of gold.